Chapter 6. And in these days, the disciples multiplying, there came a murmuring of the Hellenists at the Hebrews, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily ministration. And the 12, having called near the multitude of the disciples, said, It is not pleasing that we, having left the word of God, do minister at tables. Look out, therefore, brethren, 7 men of you, who are well testified of, full of the Holy Spirit, and wisdom, whom we may set over this necessity. And we to prayer, and to the ministration of the word, will give ourselves continually. And the thing was pleasing before all the multitude, and they did choose Stephen, a man full of faith, and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they did set before the apostles, and they, having prayed, laid on them their hands. And the word of God did increase, and the number of the disciples did multiply in Jerusalem exceedingly. A great multitude also of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. And there arose certain of those of the synagogue, called of the Libertines, and Cyrenians, and Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they suborned men, saying, We have heard him speaking evil sayings in regard to Moses and God. They did stir up also the people, and the elders, and the scribes, and having come upon him, they caught him, and brought him to the Sanhedrin. They set up also false witnesses, saying, This one doth not cease to speak evil sayings against this holy place, and the law. For we have heard him saying, that this Jesus the Nazarene shall overthrow this place, and shall change the customs that Moses delivered to us. And gazing at him, all those sitting in the Sanhedrin saw his face as it were the face of a messenger.